The British Crown Prosecution says it's now reviewing the case of the seriously ill boy Asha King, who was taken out of hospital and brought to Spain by his parents, who are now being detained in prison in Madrid, while five-year-old Asha is in a children's hospital in Malaga. British Prime Minister, Deputy Prime Minister Nick Clegg has called for the family to be reunited with their son.
This is a family in a state of real anguish who have taken this exceptional step of moving their sick child to another country because they think that's what's best for their child. Now, we can debate whether it is or it is not, but that seems to be their motives, and those are not motives that I can argue with. I don't think any parent can argue with, and that's why I personally think that sort of throwing the full force of the law at Mr. and Mrs. King, who appear to be doing what they believe to be best for their own family, I don't think is an appropriate thing to do. But, you know, that, at the end of the day, is for the police and the Crown Prosecution Service and others to decide. But that's my personal view, and I do hope for that reason it'll be resolved and the family can be reunited, because this little boy is on his own in a hospital. He doesn't speak Spanish, cut off from his parents and his siblings, and I would like to see him together with his family as soon as possible.
And that's the British Deputy Prime Minister, Nick Clegg. Alex Thompson of Channel 4 News is at the Children's Hospital in Malaga, where Asha is being treated. What's the latest, Alex, on Asha and on his parents?
Well, I'm actually outside the Caseras del Mar holiday complex, where the family, the King's family home is, and where the seven siblings are, as they would put it, feeling rather holed up and unable to move until this situation is resolved. The hospital told me this morning that five-year-old Asha, who really matters more than anything in all this, is stable and is doing well and progressing well. But clearly the wider debate as to what treatment he needs will go on. I think the growing sense here is, at an international level, is that the British state is beginning to look for a way off the hook here. The police quite clearly had information that the little boy had been taken for a hospital and was dangerously ill and his life was in immediate threat. The question now is, in a lot of people's minds, why did the state apparently wish to continue down the legal road of extraditing the parents once arrested, when it was apparently quite clear that the child was not under any threat anymore? Of course, there is the wider legal question of whether subjecting a child in this condition to a journey of 1,300 miles is in and of itself neglect, and that may have got a little bit lost in all this, but I sense the overwhelming feeling is that the machinery is now moving to get some way of bailing the parents and allowing them to be with their son in hospital in Malaga.
And is it looking likely that Asha will now get the proton treatment rather than conventional radiotherapy to treat his brain tumour that was his parents' impetus in the first place for going to Spain? They wanted to sell their apartment, we're told, to pay for the therapy.
Well, whether that treatment is appropriate or whether it is not, we know the parents clearly desire it very deeply. We know they were planning on selling the apartment. And there's considerable evidence that several thousand pounds have been raised, certainly on a PayPal site. One charity is interested in contributing money to help them go to Czechoslovakia. And the clinic, the proton treatment clinic in Czechoslovakia, has said that it stands ready and willing to treat five-year-old Asha. So I have the gathering sense that with the momentum and publicity of all of this, that his needs will be met. They possibly may be met without the need for the family to sell their apartment.